Today, President Clinton again urged the Senate to ratify the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, which Republican lawmakers refused to do in 1999. The president based his appeal on a new assessment of the treaty conducted by General John Shalikashvili. The former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is recommending ratification and suggesting ways to address the concerns of critics. NPR's Ted Clark has a report.
Ratification by the United States would improve prospects for implementing the test ban in the rest of the world. Supporters say the ban would make it harder for non-nuclear countries to acquire the weapons and make it harder for nuclear powers to modernize their arsenals. Shalikashvili argues that the United States would be more secure if a test ban were implemented. But critics say the treaty would endanger national security. They say confidence in the U.S. nuclear arsenal would erode if the weapons could not be tested periodically. Frank Gaffney was Assistant Secretary in the Reagan Defense Department with responsibility for nuclear policy matters.
At the end of the day, you fundamentally have to use nuclear testing to assure that these complex pieces of equipment, arguably the most complex that man has ever devised, perform as they're supposed to. And that is actually becoming more imperative as our nuclear arsenal ages.
But defenders of the test ban treaty maintain that testing is not needed to ensure the arsenal's reliability. Spurgeon Keeney is president of the Arms Control Association in Washington, D.C. According to Keeney, you can test the non-nuclear components of a weapon without detonating it. The nuclear package in the weapon is highly reliable, Keeney says, and he adds,
by periodic examination, one can determine whether there have been any adverse aging effects in the weapons.
Critics say countries without nuclear weapons could acquire them in spite of a test ban because crude weapons can be developed without testing. Keeney concedes that point, but he says,
the inability to conduct tests would make it impossible for them to go to more efficient, smaller fission weapons or to develop thermonuclear weapons.
But that argument provides scant comfort to Frank Gaffney.
There are today clearly programs afoot in every nation we're concerned about to build nuclear weapons. There are lots of opportunities for people to cheat.
In his report today, Shalikashvili makes several recommendations to ease the concerns of those who oppose the test ban treaty. For example, increased spending to verify that other countries are abiding by the treaty, and greater efforts to make sure the U.S. arsenal remains reliable. He says the Senate and the administration should review the treaty every 10 years to make sure it still serves America's interests. President-elect Bush has spoken out against the test ban treaty, but he favors the current U.S. moratorium on testing. His top security advisors are divided. Colin Powell, nominated as Secretary of State, favors the treaty. Donald Rumsfeld, the designated defense secretary, is opposed. Ted Clark, NPR News, Washington.